Well, good morning to everybody. Good to see you here today. Can you believe we're on the last Sunday of January already? Man, it's ripped by, hadn't it? But here we go. It's clamoring on whether we're ready for it or not. It's good to have everybody here today. You know, as I read through the scriptures and the passage that stood out to me here the last couple of days has been about how God knits together his believers in his body for his purpose, for his glory. And that is a beautiful thing, isn't it? And we're so honored and blessed to see what God continues to do in growing us spiritually and growing his body. And this morning I have a couple that I'm going to present to you for membership. So Tom and Mary Callen, if you would go ahead and come on forward here today. So Tom and Mary have been faithful. They've been coming here now for quite some time. And I've been meeting with them and talked with them. And they feel led that this is where God would have them to come join. And what we do, as you know, I present everyone before the body so we can pray over them for a week. If you have anything you'd like to come talk to me about, you do so in the privacy of my office. But just pray for them here this week and pray over what God continues to do in their lives. And we're just so excited to have them, thankful here. And then next week we'll present them officially for membership. So let's go ahead and pray here this morning. Lord Jesus, we come to you and we rejoice in who you are and what you have done. We thank you for what you continue to do. We praise you and thank you, Almighty Father, for Tom and Mary, and Lord, for adding them to the body. And first and foremost, we thank you for their salvation. We thank you, God, that they can call you Father, and that they are a brother and sister in Christ to all of us. And Father, I pray now that you would just guide and direct and nurture them. I pray that you would continue to guide and direct their steps and their path. We ask the same as a church body, that you would show us what your will is in everything that we say and do. Father, I love you, and I love these people. May you be exalted through all that is done here today and through the Callen family. For in the name of Christ Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Thank you. Good to have you guys. Good to have you guys. I was reading just a little bit this morning. Actually, I was praying this morning, and I was reminded of a verse. I'm actually reading a book right now, and part of the book that the author is emphasizing is the confidence that we have in whose we are. In other words, he's talking about our identity in Christ. And he talks about how if we truly are followers of Jesus Christ, that we're not identified by how much money we make, or what kind of a relationship we're in, or what kind of a job we have, or where we live, or even by the color of our skin. We are identified by the fact that we identify with the name of Jesus. And in Isaiah 43:1, it's one of my favorite portions of Scripture. God says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." That gives me Jesus bumps all over me. I'm going to resist from preaching a sermon that is not the sermon yet here this morning, but isn't there power and energy in that? That I can say, I began to look at this myself. I'm going, a pastor does not identify me. That's what God's called me to do, but I'm identified by whose I am, not who I am. I am a child of the King, Jesus Christ. Let's just go before the Lord in prayer in the stillness of our own hearts there. Whatever it is that God may be leading you to pray about this morning, just speak to him right there before we begin our services this morning. Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning. We praise you. We thank you for giving us the freedom to come into your throne room. We thank you that you have given us your name, the name above all names. Father, I pray that you would speak through your word this morning, speak through your spirit this morning. God, I pray that our hearts would be soft May our minds be clear and open from all distraction. I pray for those who are discouraged. I pray for those who are hurting. I pray for those who are wandering this morning. I pray that your voice would speak to them individually. Lord, as we praise you here today, may we truly contemplate the words that we sing. You are worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb of God. You are holy. You are mighty. You are righteous. You are just. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your compassion. Thank you for giving us again your holy and precious name. Lord, it is that name that we ask these things in. It is that name that we rejoice in today. It is that name that we praise here today. It is the name above all names, the name of Jesus. May you be exalted here this morning. In the name of Christ Jesus, we ask it. Amen.
Stand right now. We're going to praise the Lord in song. And you know, Beth, I think, does a wonderful job picking the songs. Songs don't just happen. Orders don't just happen as far as the order of them. And you know, she was thinking, and I just thought it bared repeating, when she put this song here, that we'd be coming into a new presidency and all the different things going on with our country. And this song just reminds you, you know what? God is in control of everything, regardless of who you support politically. It doesn't matter. God is in control. And it just says here in Psalm 33:12, and this is what our nation needs, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The Lord. It says it on our money, but you know, it's not really true in a lot of people's hearts, in God we trust, right? So let's be strong where we are and do what we can do and shine for God and be confident in the fact that He is the God of this city, this nation, the world, everything. Let's sing this song. You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in the darkness. You're the hope of the hopeless. You're the peace in the restless. You are. Let's sing that one more time. You're the God of this city.
You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in the darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God.
Greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city.
still to be done here.
And everyone said, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Missionaries who take the gospel of Christ throughout the world. And, you know, we have on our doors there, as you depart, it says you are now entering the mission field. I think many times we make the mistake of assuming or connecting when we hear missionaries, well, that means overseas. And it certainly does. But technically, we're all missionaries to take the light of the gospel truth into the world. And we're so thankful for the God-given privilege and opportunity to support those who are called into the mission field in different capacities. And this morning, we are blessed to have Dwight and Diana Willard. And I'm going to have Dwight go ahead and come on up. They're missionaries through Word of Life. I'm going to have to grab you a mic here real quick, Dwight. We're proud. We're advancing.
Stand uncomfortably close.
Hey, it's okay, man. I showered this morning and everything. But it's so good to have you all with us. And just tell us what God is doing in your ministry lately. Thanks so much, Dwight.
Hey, it's good to be here. It's good to see all of you guys here in the church and church growing. It's exciting to see. As many of you know, I grew up here. So it's great to come and see things going very well. Just to give you an update, it's been a time of transition in our ministry. As I'm transitioning from being a missionary, I'm still the missionary here in southern New England to a position in the leadership of Word of Life. But we're excited about one of the things that's exciting to see some of the changes coming. As you know, our culture is changing, and the people are changing, and we're trying to, you know, how do we minister in this new world? And so it's exciting to see some of the change, and I'll get into those. But just a quick update about the family. Things are going really good at the Willard household, family-wise. We really appreciate our girls are doing great. Caitlin is going to be graduating down at Summit this coming year, this May, and she's in those decisions of what next. So be praying for her. Pray for her as she is figuring out what to do. And also Paige, our younger daughter, is in her second year at the Bible Institute, and they just started snow camp this weekend. So she'll experience being tired and all that, but all that excitement. And yes, there is snow, just so you guys let you know. We do have about a foot on the ground, and they've been stockpiling. And I was telling someone, it's interesting, most of the time when it snows, you see big piles in all the parking lots, not at Word of Life. At Word of Life, they pile it up and then move it, and they bring it over to the hills and all kinds of stuff. So they are, you know, making sure you guys are going to have a great time, but also, you know, in the meetings to be challenged with God's Word. And that's what it's all about. So Paige is up there right now. She's, as you guys know, I saw a letter out there from her about her trip to Brazil, a short-term trip that they're doing, and that's going to be a big experience for her. She's kind of a homebody, so going to Brazil and the Amazon and all that stuff is going to be an interesting thing. So be praying for Paige as well, and then also her decisions of what to do next year and what her plans are. Our new, and as far as the ministry goes in southern New England, we're excited to see some good things happening, even though I'm not able to give 100% of my time here anymore. But we're starting some new ministries this Monday. We're starting a new ministry out in Hanson, Mass. I'll be doing an orientation out there for a children's ministry. And our events, Reverb, and those different things, we actually had a growth this year, which is great. And so that's good to see. And just be praying for our Engage program coming up for getting kids out to do the things that God has gifted them. In southern New England, also be praying for a new missionary. We had plans of one, but God had other plans. So we are working again on recruiting and trying to bring in someone to take over this area full time. Until then, you'll see more of me again. So that's a plus for me anyway. I get to see you guys. So that's where we are in that area. But the other thing is, we're getting involved in the national transition. One of the things that we have recognized, and I'm sure, I mean, people have recognized for the last several years, our nation is becoming more and more, in the area of ministry, like a foreign field. The people don't have the backgrounds they used to have. Our ministry was really focused on basic, you know, the Christian kid ministry, working with the Bible study and doing that kind of thing. Now, as we are going out and seeing our ministries that we're working with, they are 65, 75% unchurched. And even our church kids don't have the background they used to. So we are in a transition of making our ministry much more focused on the unchurched kid. So as we are transitioning our curriculum, we're transitioning our quiet time program, we're transitioning all kinds of things to really make that transition so we're hitting the target in the culture today. And one of the ways we're doing that is as we recognize, hey, that's more like the international ministries, we're working hand-in-hand with the international ministries saying, hey, what are you doing? And so working with them, we've had meetings with, you know, the Latin coordinator, the French coordinator, all different kinds of ministries, and trying to work together as a team because now we're all working very similar. So we're going to be taking more of a global approach as we work on our materials and stuff. And what that does let us do is join together and work together and have much more resources to make that happen. So please be praying as we do that, as we transition our ministry and the focus. This coming year, we'll be releasing the new Olympian, which is our children's program, a remake of that. Again, focusing the unchurched kid, focusing on, you know, a shorter attention span, focusing on, you know, discipleship and planting those seeds early. So we'll be launching that this year as a you know, a remake of that. So that's coming up in September. So as I wrap up, please be praying for our family. Pray for our kids as they're making decisions for next year. Pray for Word of Life as we're looking for new missionaries and new staff. And we'll appreciate all of that. Thank you very much.
Hear what all that they're doing. We will continue to pray for them and pray that God continues to nurture and grow and guide and direct them. Rick, I'm go ahead and come on up. I know what the first announcement is, so I'm just going to jump in here. How can I phrase this? There's an element within our church that aren't real happy with me right now. It's our nursery workers, because if you remember several months ago, I told you I was praying that God would fill our nursery. Well, that's happening. And they're looking at me going, okay, this is your fault. We don't have enough people in here for all these guys. So what we're asking for you to do is we need some workers there in the nursery to help us out, to watch these little guys. It is a blessing. It's exciting to see God, what he's doing, and continues to grow our church in all areas, and that's the future of our church as well as our legacy and our Christian legacy and our families. But if you would be willing to help out, look, we're not going to ask too much of you, but if you could help out in that area, serve on a 6-week rotation, right, Becca? We're not going to have you in there often, but we need help so that it's not one or two or just a few individuals who are constantly in there both services and missing out during the worship time and the Sunday school time. So we just need as many people as we can. So if you'd be willing to help out in that, you can see Rebecca or Linda Timmerman right here and Kathy Dennison. She's not with us this morning. She pulled a muscle in her calf, so just keep her in your prayers too. So if you'd like to help out with the little guys, let us know. We need that help, all right? Otherwise, they're going to be crawling around in the island here with you. We'll get volunteers one way or the other, all right? All right, Rick.
Well, Pastor, I think it's your fault. I think one time in Genesis, you were preaching on be fruitful and multiply. So the nursery's getting filled up. It's a good thing, good problem to have. Very good. It's great to see D&D Willard here today, and thank you for what you guys are doing and how you're growing the ministry there, still in New England area, but also in Scroon Lake. Thank you for what you guys are doing there. All right, a couple of just very quick announcements. In the missionary room, there are a lot of leftover props from the walk through Bethlehem. So if you left your donkey or your sheep or something, can you go back there and pick it up? Or any kind of props are there, they're there in the missionary room. So take a look if you could today, and I'd like to have them move back to your homes. Also, in the back of the bulletin is a family bowling night on February 12th. There's a sign-up sheet for that now in the foyer, so if you're available and interested in being part of that, please get your name on the list there. And then on February 19th will be Sunday night at Pastor's. It'll be a family movie night here in the church. That's always good. It's always a great time fellowship and food, and Pastor always has a message and just a great time to spend together as a church family. So there's also a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. So please get your name on there. You have the ushers come forward.
Hey, Rick, can I just say something about snow camp?
One more thing.
He skipped over snow camp because Pastor started one step below snow camp. But I just want to clarify, the teens, we are playing hooky on Friday if you're going to snow camp. Parents, have your kids here, please. No later than 8 o'clock. A little early, that'd be wonderful. We got to load up the trailer. We got a sled. We got a banner. I saw videos of snow camp that are going on right now. This is the first week. They literally have a huge air ball that kids are getting in and going down a hill. I can't wait to shake up some of your teens and send them down. All right? If you don't volunteer for the nursery, the option is teens. So you pick your poison. Okay? Thank you very much. And if you haven't, parents, it's critical. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Trent. Well, let's all stand together. We'll recite 2 Timothy 4, 5. It's up on the screen. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. But you, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. 2 Timothy 4, 5. Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Lord God and Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for you and for all you do and for your faithfulness to meet our needs. We just pray now that you would take these monies and multiply them, and that they would be used, Lord, for your ministry, and that they would be used according to your will, that we might see fruit from it. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In green pastures he makes me lie down. He restores my soul and leads me on for his name, for his great name. Surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me all my days. And I will dwell in your house forever and bless your holy name. You prepare a table right before me in the presence of my enemies. Though the arrow flies and the terror of night is at my door, I'll trust you, Lord. Surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me all my days. And I will dwell in your house forever and bless your holy name. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow, shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are on my side. Surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me all my days. And I
Praise you, Jesus. What an awesome psalm. You know, out of all the psalms in the Bible, you know, there's not one that's quoted more, used more as comfort. The Lord is my shepherd and I'll not want. That is a mouthful and a promise you can hold on to. Let's stand up. We're going to praise the Lord in song. And you know, our theme in worship this morning is the fact that God is holy. Not only is he in control, but he's holy. And when you think of holy, you have to think about the scripture passages where the angels around the throne are saying, holy, holy, holy. And it says, I turn to Isaiah 6. In Isaiah 6:3, it's the scene of the seraphim around the throne of the Lord. I mean, people, you got to smile when you think about the throne of the Lord. Capital L-O-R-D. The Lord. Around the throne of the Lord, there's angels. Seraphim. They're big and scary. God made them. They're big. And they're saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You know, sometimes, often, we look this way instead of that way. And I tell the teens all the time, man, you might be a kid. You don't know when your tomorrow isn't coming, when it's your last day. And your life here, I don't care if you live to be 100 years old. It's nothing compared to eternity that way. And I tell them all the time, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ is going to last. Serve him, love him, praise him. Let's sing, holy, holy, holy. You are holy. Girls, guys, we're going to echo back and forth. Guys, I need your help. I need your help, guys. You ready on this? Here we go. All right. Here we go, guys. You are holy.
You are holy.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
Worthy of praise. I will follow,
and I will listen,
and I will love you
all of my
day. Here we go, and I will sing and worship the King who is worthy, and I will love and adore him. I will bow down for him, and I will sing the King. You're my Prince of Peace, and I will live. Nice job. So let's do it again. You are holy,
you are
mighty,
you are
worthy,
worthy of praise.
I will follow,
I will listen,
and I will love you
all of my
days. And I will sing to you and worship
King
who is
worthy.
One more time on the chorus. Here we go.
And I will sing to and worship the King who is worthy. And I will love and adore him. I will bow down before him. I will sing to and worship the King.
Oh,
of peace, and I will live my life for you.
Woo! And if you believe that and you're going to do that, live your life for him, say amen. Oh, praise you, Lord. Let's sing another song. It says, Holy, Holy, Holy. It's an awesome song. Let's sing this wide open to the Lord. With me as we roll into this. Praise you, Lord. Sing it now.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Sing that again.
Thank you.
God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Of all creation I see, praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will.
Clothed in rainbows.
Clothed in rainbows. Of healing color. That shades of light. Blessing in honor, strength and glory and power be. To you the only wise. Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Praise you, Lord.
With all creation I sing, praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the majesty of
sing it out to the Lord.
Jesus, you gain his power, breath of living water, such a marvelous mystery, yeah. And he's to come. With all creation I sing, praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Sing that one more time, soft.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Lord God, we praise you. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word, for the fact that you didn't leave it all a complete mystery, that you actually described what's going on around your throne in heaven, that angels, the seraphim, are praising you, singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Lord God, we want to be faithful here. We want to praise you here. We want to praise you now. We want to praise you with our little short life here on earth. Lord God, we want to give you our best. Help us to do that. Help us to look to you in all things, to live our life in Jesus' name, to pray in Jesus' name, to help others in Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you and we love you and we thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.